Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Excess Astrology. I don't know if I'm going to be the only one tonight. I think I might be. Mark went to sleep because we got a little Mercury retrograde snafu situation normal, all fouled up. Or actually, the other F word, but we're not going to say that on public radio. And whatever, we couldn't book at the normal 9:30 time. And he teaches yoga tomorrow. It's 5 in the morning or something bizarre like that. And so he's gone to bed. We talked briefly because at 9:30 there wasn't a show because the thing wouldn't let me book. And I don't know if Heather's joining or not. So if she does, she'll pop in. And if she doesn't, it's just me. So this is Access Astrology, normally 3 astrologers, but Mercury retrograde sent Mark to bed and moved our program back an hour, and I don't know if Heather's coming or not. So what are you going to do? My name is Ann Ortley. I'm broadcasting here from the bright red desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And Mark is sleeping on the other side of Manhattan, and Heather is traveling or dancing or singing or doing something. So what we're going to do is we'll talk about what's going on in the heavens, as you noticed in the world. Quite crazy out there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going to really feel crazy, crazy, crazy another 3 weeks. As we mentioned, been mentioning, Mercury is retrograde. And we love Mercury retrograde because he allows us to redo, revise, revisit, re-see, you know, all RE words. Anything with an RE is good under Mercury retrograde. However, he's at the last degree of the zodiac, in the last sign of the zodiac. So he's very, very culminating. And he's also very much like wiping stuff out. apparently, one of the services, I'm drawing a blank, but they lost like all this data. All the musicians had loaded up, just gone, because they hadn't backed it up properly, I guess. And Neptune, just gone. MySpace, that was the name of the site. So all the musicians from like 2000, a lot of music left. And Mercury Neptune, of course, Neptune is music, and Mercury is, let's just take it away, retrograde, let's remove it. Now, what's going to happen, interestingly, Neptune is at 16, and Mercury is going back to hang out at 16 for a few days, actually like a week and a half. So he slows down, and he's like right next to Neptune. And then he kind of stations at 16, the degree Neptune's on, and then he turns forward and he goes over Neptune again. So you're going to really feel like you're awash. Now, the water people and the earth people are handling this a heck of a lot better than the air and fire people. Air and fire people, you know who you are, Gemini, Libras, Aquarians. I know it's a water bearer, but it's actually an air sign. And Aries, Leos, and Sagittarius. So you're all having the wash, 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 and you're kind of like, wow, this is a lot of water. And we are having record floods. You know, there was a shot of some river road being washed away. A lot of water happening around the country, but also just a lot of water in the sky. And, it, you know, for the earth and water folk, they're kind of like, yeah, we like the water. It's kind of good. You know, there's no more drought in California. I was having dinner with some friends on Tuesday, and they said, yeah, there's no drought. We just had tons of rain. So California's not going to burn up anymore, but now they've got to deal with the mud, right? So just notice there's lots of water in the heavens. There's lots of water in emotions with people because Mercury is retrograde in a sign he does not like. He's not really happy in the water because he likes to fly around and talk. You know, water doesn't talk. I mean, whales go, and dolphins go, right? Hey, do you understand what they're saying? No, I don't think so. So what you want to do is you want to work with song. You want to work with music. You want to work with your dreams. I have been having some really wild dreams. I wake up and I'm like, was that a dream? Or, wow, that was amazing. You know, so it's got a wild roller coaster kind of feel to it, too. And also your ghosts, your ghosts, your ghosts. Your ghosts are appearing from all around. And so allowing those ghosts to show up and inviting them in and encouraging them to come in gives you an enormous ability to really connect on a deeper level and talk to them. Make sure to talk to them. I had one of my students got a really cute little thing, little present from Facebook where it popped up a picture of her and her ex from years ago. Right? And she's like, really, can we turn this off? Remember this fond memory? And she's like, this isn't a fond memory. This is an ex. But Mercury wants to play tricks with you. Honor the tricking. honor the Mercury trickster energy, because he does want to trick you. He wants to get you to slow down, pay attention, look again, double check. We were searching for a check earlier today, and I'm like, well, just double check. And so my assistant, who's a Gemini, we're very afflicted here in the office with Mercury retrograde because there's just a lot of air. Libra, Mercury, me, Virgo. So anyway, we double checked, and there was the check, you know. So, yeah, but it was like a couple days of, you know, hunting and searching and pecking and trying to find it. And I remembered, you know, part of it, but not all of it. You know, it was just Mercury retrograde, man, you know. So be kind, be gentle. The other thing people are saying, and I thought it was really helpful, is just living in the moment. Instead of accessing astrology, AA, think of AA, the Alcoholics Anonymous, and they say, you know, just for today, this is what I'm going to do. Just for right now, this is what I'm going to do. I don't really know where I'm going. There is no future. There is no past. You're in the moment. Live in the moment. Because with all this swirling energy, there's no, it's just swirling. We don't know where it's going yet, you know. So we have to honor the swirl and honor the lack of clarity. And if you do that and you're just in the moment and you're going, okay, in this moment, what do I need? Then the chart is much more supported. Now, Mars is, of course, in Earth sign, so he can help ground you by doing physical activity. Swimming, treading, walking, you know, getting out. It is spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. We had March come in like a lion with a wicked snowstorm all across the country. Going out like a lamb, really pretty out there, smells good, daffodils blooming. So give yourself permission to maybe take yourself on a walk or, you know, just sitting outside and looking at the moon. You know, the other day I was coming home from something and I, you know, there's a bench at the end of my block and I went and sat down there for about 20 minutes and just watched the moon. You know, allow yourself to slow down. There is a full moon tonight. This is the Aries ingress where energy is going into Aries. Now, the Aries ingress, of course, has that Mercury retrograde conjoined Neptune on the descendant of the chart cast for. So it's big, okay? The Aries ingress, which marks the season, makes it for a very confusing season, makes us all a little bit more emotional than perhaps we might like want to be, but that's part of what we're supposed to be processing and working with. We have a lot of loss coming. We're about to have Saturn and Pluto go into the lunar south node. They're also going to go into their own nodes. Saturn goes into his node once every 29 years. Pluto goes into his node once every 250 years. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And so we're going to be releasing and losing and letting go of things, and that is our job. Remember, that's part of what happens when the nodes are activated by planets. They say, let me take it away from you. Let me give you something else. You don't really need that anymore. I know you thought you needed it, but you don't need it. I'm taking it away. And so when stuff comes like that, just kind of bless it, let it go, thank it, love it, give it a goodbye ceremony. Wish it well. My assistant Kate's leaving after 7 years. The nicest resignation letter I ever got. I'm like, oh, no, don't go. But I also know the same day that she said that she was leaving, a friend told me he had Parkinson's disease. And then the Access Astrology group where I speak on Tuesdays, the woman's letting go of her rent-stabilized apartment after 38 years, Gretchen, and kind of moving off into the suburbs. Space renewed with a new guy, you know, with the rector, so it changed and it worked. Obviously, I'll have to replace Kate, you know, and hopefully my friend's journey is long and slow with the Parkinson's, that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't come in fast. So it's honoring the changes, the permanent changes, the changes that are really reflective on a deeper level. Now, what also happens later tonight, right after the new moon, right after the Aries ingress, we have the new moon, full moon, sorry, I keep calling it a new moon, for Mercury retrograde, I must have called it a new moon like 7 times. I'm like, Anne, it's full moon, stop it. So if we go back to October 20th of 17, and then we go back to the June time frame of Mac, Remo, don't do that to my computer. Hey, stop. Okay, folks, hopefully you're still there. Remo just tailed my computer. Yeah, okay. You're so cute. Well, you're not supposed to bother me during the radio show. So at any rate, I lost track. Oh, the new moon and then the opening quarter. So the new moon was, it's a Libra Aries, right? So the moon is in Libra. So the conjunction that happened in October, September 20th, sorry, of 17. And then when we got to Cancer, which was June 20th of last year, and then now we have the full moon, and then December 20th of this year coming will be the closing square. So this is a story that's been unfolding as we've rolled into this energy, right? So think back to 17, think back to last summer, and then to now. These are the energies we're working with, okay? And that as it opens up and we see it on a different level, just kind of watch that energy unfold in your life. This happens to be on the world point, happens to be a pretty prominent energy. It's at zero. And it also happens to access a number of things that are pretty strong in the sky and kind of invites us in on a deeper level. We also had, the education scandal with the parents buying access for their kids. And we do see the Venus and the Mars in a fight in this chart. So Venus and Mars are saying, this is what I wanted to do. And Mars is saying, not so much. So Mars, of course, is like, well, how do we work with this energy and what do we do with it? And Venus says, well, I'm going to go my own way and do this. So do watch for a little bit of argument in relationships or in how we proceed in relationship, because there's a lot of energy now around what that looks like and how do we, how are we actually seen doing things. So Remo, I need you to move down, baby, because you can't sit here. You're making the computer go bad. Go down. Thank you. Jeez Louise. I'll pet you in a few minutes, I promise. That's what happens when I sit at the computer too long. Cat goes, no, you have left me alone for too long, and now I'm going to screw up your computer screen. Okay, so let's take some calls, because I think I got it fixed enough so I can get the callers up. In the meantime, just know this energy is crazy, and you might be feeling a little crazy, and if you do, that's totally where you're supposed to be. Be very kind. Be very kind to other people because they're feeling crazy too. And just know that we do have this, a lot of redoing, asking, double-checking, inquiring again. Don't just think you heard it correctly. You probably didn't because Mercury is combust Neptune, which is, you're not here. And it's retrograde and it's in the water. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to hear it correctly. It means you can hear it correctly, but we want to really honor when you don't hear it correctly that's okay, that this is part of the energy. And sometimes we don't hear things correctly, and they help us leave. So just kind of watch for that, too. Someone gets very upset with you so they can stomp off and slam the door. Let them go out the door and then just kind of see what happens, because the retrograde does want to interrupt and end things because Mercury is at the last degree. Doesn't mean it's over forever because it is retrograde. When we're breaking up on a retrograde, doesn't usually stick. But what it will do is help you get conscious on something. So I was talking to someone earlier this week, and they were talking about being in a relationship and it really bringing up all this stuff for them that they've gone back into therapy and really cleaned out. That's also the energy. Kind of think those, remember that stable that Hercules had to clean out with the poop of 1,000 horses that had been there for hundreds of years? Yeah, that's what you're doing. You got a river of Pisces running through the world, running through your chart. Wherever the Pisces house in your life is, it wants to clean it out. All right, so let's take some calls from the listeners. And we're going to try and see if this works. 202-281, you're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, Anne. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, what's
Sorry
the
for
question?
My nasty voice. I'm actually calling for a friend of mine. She's listening mm-hmm. from an ashram that she's at.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I have her info for you.
Okay.
It's January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
1981.
Yep.
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Okay.
9:30 p.m.
9:30 p.m. January 5th, 1981, Bayonne, New Jersey, 9:30 p.m. And what is the question?
Well, she's working her little tuchus off there. You know, she's a Capricorn, so a lot of Saturn stuff going on.
She's
but,
a stellium in Capricorn, yeah.
Yeah, she's a beast. And she just wants to know kind of basically the transits that you see, but also when some of that work will lighten up, like her load will lighten. She's been just working really hard.
Working really hard, yeah. She's got, it's not for a little while. Couple of reasons. She's got, she's Virgo rising, which is, of course, a hard worker anyway, but she has the sun and the moon and Mercury in Cap, and the nodes are going, the south nodes going through there, right? So it's going to bring up a bunch of stuff for her to work with in terms of her creativity. Also, she has Pluto at 24, which squares all those Cap planets. A little wide, but I would give it to her. And she also has Saturn and Pluto in Libra that square the sun and the moon. So she's got a square between Libra do-do-do and Capricorn create-create-create. And so there's a lot of push-push-push on those planets right now.
Yeah.
Saturn and Pluto are – Saturn right now is at 19. So what's going to happen next month, right, we're going to have Saturn and Pluto station and go backwards. And so they're going to go – they're going to stop. Pluto stops at 23, and Saturn stops at 20, and they, which is right on her stuff. And then Saturn just basically parks on her Mercury, which is the ruler of her chart, because she's a she's a Virgo rising, and the ruler of her midheaven, because she's a Gemini. Right, so she's basically in the mix from like the end of May, and then it's on Saturn that whole time. Pluto goes back. He doesn't go all the way back, but he does go back to 20 and 19, back to 20, really. And it, so he's kind of kissing it. And then Saturn goes forward at 13, so he goes back over her sun and her moon, right, because he goes back to 13 and stations on them in September, and then he gets off of it. So she's just got a whole bunch of stuff going this year. You know, it's basically really through the end of the year, and then next year Saturn and Pluto meet at 22, which is square to her Pluto. So, you know, this is, you know, she's on an ashram, so obviously there's a lot of prayer involved, which is helpful because of her Neptune in the seventh, but also with Saturn on her Mercury as the ruler of her chart and the ruler of the direction of her life. This is a once every 29-year transit. Pluto on it is a once every 250-year transit. So she's kind of in the mix. Yeah, it's big. Now, the good news is she has Moon in Gemini by progression, which means chatting and talking and communicating and working with, really working with her communication stuff. And because Saturn's on the Mercury, I don't know if she can talk in the ashram. Sometimes they have vows of silence. But that kind of kicks up that Mercury at,
She's being encouraged to, and that's her, she's trying to work on expressing herself.
Yeah. Well, she's having Saturn office also opposite her midheaven. And, you know, she is really hard on herself with this chart because of that square. Yeah. So, and she has Mars ruling her, her self-talk, and her Mars sits on her south node. So she can talk trash about herself better than just about anybody. And, you know, you want to kind of say to her, wow, if you said that to your friend, oh, I would never say that to my friend. It's like, well, why are you saying it to you? While she's there, I would have her pick up the book by Alice Miller called The Drama of the Gifted Child and read that book and kind of meditate on the role of negative communication in her life and the role of, you know, how she can use that to set herself free, you know, to understand the negative communication. What has happened if Saturn and Jupiter have gone retrograde in her lifetime, which allows her to shift out some of that issues around her self-worth and her self-value and to give herself some extra permission. And also if she thinks back to when she had her Saturn return at 29, this is the opening square. And if she thinks of her life every 7 years, there's usually some big hoo-ha that goes on. And that's just how her chart's built. There's a woman named Elizabeth Ashley who's an actress who's probably, she doesn't even know who she is because she's an older actress. But Elizabeth Ashley always goes, I fire my life every 7 years and get a new life. And that's kind of what she's doing right now, except this one also includes a 250-year fire. So, but I think it's good because the spiritual place is an important place for her, and that gives her a lot of support. And I, you know, the meditation and the working with it is good. And it's the other book I would have her read is Narcissus and Goldman by Hermann Hesse, because it'll help her kind of put in perspective some of the stuff she's going through. So hope that helps. Yes.
I think it definitely.
Any other questions?
I do have another question.
Okay.
For me, my natal Mercury is in Pisces at 16 degrees.
Yep.
Where all this stuff is going on.
Right on it.
And
yeah. So you're calling for a friend.
I'm just,
who's in the ashram.
I know,
Mercury,
like,
you know, who can't talk retrograde, you're calling for her. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes, right? And I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, the best way to kind of utilize this energy. I have a lot of changes going on as well, and I'm going to go visit New Orleans for like a month and check it out, and I'm trying to like be creative and stuff. Yeah.
I just had a reading with a woman who relocated to New Orleans from Texas. So it's a beautiful city. Literally hung up like 4 minutes before the radio show. New Orleans is great, and you're going to really like it, Mercury and Pisces. It's a Taurus Scorpio city. It was born in Taurus time, and of course it's got at noon, which gives it a swamp on the bottom. But with the Mercury on the Neptune, I would just really listen to the inner wisdom, because Neptune's kind of hanging out on the Mercury like the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and music and singing and sleep and meditation and slow and living in the moment and song, right? Really either playing music or, you know, physically getting drums out or chanting or playing with, you know, I have a singing drum or I have an ocean drum. You know, I kind of find with Mercury and Neptune, there are a few words. And then really working with things that shift your mood. A lot of times music we can listen to. You know, you put on something that makes you want to clean. You put on something else makes you want to cry. Kind of focusing on that, because the Mercury and Neptune, really, he wants to express, but he doesn't have words. So it's conversations through many other modes. And so allowing those other modes to communicate, humming. Somebody taught me this really weird thing where you kind of hum and you vibrate your face. It's like really weird, but it feels really good when you're done. So I was sitting here doing it this morning, you know, and going, you know, somebody had a video camera. They go, what are you doing? Cats were looking at me like I was strange. But yeah, just honoring that the Neptune really is, wants to take you away. Remember the old TV commercials, Take Me Away, Calgon?
Yeah, I always say that.
Yeah,
Calgon.
You want to do that. Hop in the bathtub, go swimming, walk by the water, go hang out in a pool, you know, do stuff which is really, or fresh water, you know, just kind of connect in with the spirit side. Yeah.
Cool. I will do that.
But
hopefully I'll find some work.
You'll love New Orleans. It's really cool. And they have the best food.
Yeah, I went once. It felt like I was in another, like, country or, like, some magical land.
Yeah, it really is.
To visit once.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right,
thank
so have
so
fun.
Much,
I love the idea. Yeah. All right, take care. I'm going to go see if I can get another caller in the 6 minutes left. Bye. Hi, 631. You're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, Ann. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hey. It's surgery time again.
Okay. For your head or something else?
No. For the aneurysm.
For the aneurysm. Okay, cool.
For him to go up and see if there are any
see
more
what's
growing
going on with it.
And if the stent is working.
Okay.
And I wrote to you, and I also wrote to Heather for dates.
Okay.
But I don't know if we have enough time now.
When's the surgery scheduled for?
Well, they gave me a date, but, you know, I didn't take that date. It was the 9th. And now,
the 9th,
you know.
The 9th of April?
Yeah. I wrote to Heather. Heather said that's not good. She said the 5th, which is on a Sunday, so I can't take that. And the 6th, which was already taken up.
The 5th, what month are we in? May?
May.
Well, the 5th isn't a Sunday. The 5th is a Friday. In May? We're going to May? Okay.
Yeah,
right,
May.
Let me go to May. All right, so Debbie's chart, for those of you listening, June 2, 9:59, 11:10 p.m. in Queens. So you can't do the 5th. Okay.
And going the 6th has already been taken because she said that looks good. She said to avoid the 15th through the 19th of May.
Mm-hmm.
So now the hospital called. They have the 7th, the 8th. You want me to email this to you instead?
Yeah. Well, I'll look at it. So the 7th is a nice Gemini moon.
The 7th, the 8th, the 14th.
Is a Gemini moon. Yep. With a good, the closing aspect's good. The 8th is Cancer moon. We're operating on the brain, so that's okay. And the closing aspect is square to Venus, so that's not bad.
I want great.
Either the 8th or the 10th. What was the other one?
14th, 21, 22, 23, 28, 14
we don't like the
30th.
Yeah. 14 we don't like. 14, then we'd like the 22 are we looking at?
Yeah.
After the 14th, what were the other dates?
21.
Mm-hmm. That's Cappy moon. Not great. No, 21,
okay,
22, 21, not great.
No.
Next. Mm-hmm.
22.
No. Cappy
22,
moon, not
no.
Great.
Next one is 23.
23 in the afternoon, if you can do it in the afternoon after
2
o'clock.
No, they do it in the morning.
Okay, the 24th open?
No. The next 24th. One is the
28th. So he's a Tuesday, Wednesday guy, okay. Not the 28th.
Not the 28th, wow.
No. Moon's void, you don't want to do it then. 29th?
29th, which is not my favorite number.
No, that's not a good one anyway. And the 30th, not great. So I would go, if you have to do it, I would do it on the 7th.
On the 7th?
May 7th, yep.
All right. I hope
the date you gave
that.
Me. You know, huh?
I hope they still have that open.
Well, if they don't, email me, we'll go. But May 7th is good. It's a Gemini moon. It's got nice closing aspects. They're redoing something in the sense of they're going in to look and see if everything's hanging out. Closing aspects, good. It's in your third house, which is, you know, how the flow of the brain stuff is going. No, it's okay. And it's got Mars in Gemini, and Venus is okay, and Mercury's not in... Mercury's, you know, moving slowly, so he slows down the Mars in Gemini. And the other guys are good. So, yeah, that's not bad. I agree with her on the days we're banning, because those are Scorpio moon days. You never operate on those. And then towards the back end, there's some that are okay. The Cappy moon is, you know, it's a little dubious just because the Mercury and the Pluto, Moon and Pluto are occulting, and I prefer not to do a surgery on those days.
That's on the 8th?
But on the 22nd and the 21st and 22nd.
What about the 8th, May 8th?
Yeah, May 8th is okay. May 8th was all right.
All right.
Yep, we can definitely do May 8th.
That's so great.
May 8th, May 9th is okay too. Those guys are both good. Yeah.
The 9th is good. They didn't give me the 9th, but
but it's
I don't
good.
Know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's done a couple of Thursdays, so he might have a Thursday in there. Yeah.
Okay. And when is this transit ending?
Which one? The Neptune Mercury?
Whatever's started this whole health thing with me.
Oh, that's soon. When Saturn gets once Uranus gets past 3, it calms down.
What date is that?
That is?
So I remember you said May.
Yeah, May. Year, Uranus is past 3 as of May 15th.
So May 15th, this health thing is over?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your feelings on if they're going to find more aneurysms or if this
I think it's going to be okay. I think it's good. I think you got a nice close. We're picking good aspects for you, and that's a nice aspect because it's a trine. You natally have Uranus in the 6th, which is, you know, my comment to you, you don't need an astrologer, you need to go to the doctor. And you got through it. You're here and you're alive. A couple hundred years ago, you would have been dead. So you ain't going anywhere yet. You got past the rupture.
I'm so scared.
I know.
I'm scared.
But you got past
again.
The rupture. Hmm? Pardon?
I'm so scared to do this again.
I know. But it went okay the last time, right?
Well, yeah, but it was scary.
I know.
And it wasn't
fun.
Well,
anybody going into your brain is not fun. It doesn't come up on the list of things people want to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Well,
but
this time he's going up to my neck.
Yeah.
And he's going to be looking around to see,
yeah,
like I said, if the stent is working right and if any more aneurysms are growing.
Right.
So your feelings on that?
My feelings are you're fine. He's doing a walkabout. It's kind of like when he walks through a house and he checks to see, is it okay to close on the house? And I think he's going to come back out and say everything's good and you're good to go.
But I've learned now that this is a lifelong disease.
It can be. It can be, and that's why we watch it. So we kind of pay attention. But my uncle got his diagnosed, and he had all his siblings croaked. It's like 62 or 63. They all just dropped dead. And he got diagnosed with his like when he was 61. And he had like 11 siblings. The ones that came behind him, they all had the aneurysm, and none of them died. And in this case, it was an abdominal aneurysm.
It really is that hereditary?
7 years later, it came back again. Huh?
It really is that hereditary.
Yeah, can be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, all his siblings just, you know, they just all died. Nobody knew what they died of. They just dropped dead. It was probably the aneurysm because all the ones behind him, there were 4 behind him. He was in a family of 11. So 6 ahead of you, you know, and the 4 behind you. The 4 behind
wow.
all had the aneurysm at various stages. Same place on the body.
Ooh.
My father, my grandfather, my brother all had prostate cancer in the same spot. My aunt had breast cancer in the same breast in the same spot. My grandmother
wow.
did. Yeah, it's hereditary, you know. There's called a predisposition. In your case, you have that Uranus in the 6th house. So we watch it, we take care of it, and you've got the grand trine in Earth, so that's very grounding, and you're going to be okay.
And no, like, massive transits after May 15th? Like, I'll get a break or something?
Yeah, Uranus
finishes with...
If not,
you can tell me.
Uranus finishes with you. No, it does. You're going to be well behaved after that.
And I'll be all right for a little bit.
Yep.
It's like I need a break. I really need a break.
I know. You know. It's true. You really do need a break. I mean, I'm not. I'm laughing, but I'm laughing.
No, I know.
I'm
I know the way
you
are. I know.
I know.
and do you see any movies?
I laugh
for
at
me?
Christmas trees lay on the floor too.
No,
pardon?
I know. Do you see any moves for me?
There can be. Yeah, actually, it doesn't have to be, but you're really in the mood to get rid of stuff. So I would
no,
say
no,
you know,
I already did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean a physical move, which
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you've got the opportunity for a physical move. Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, but I don't want it.
Well, you don't have to, but you should throw away a lot of stuff because that's good.
No,
and
I already I redid my whole apartment.
Okay, good. Then you
everything.
You
I got rid of everything
up.
And
okay.
got all new.
Good. So you use
I think you even
up, so
saw that
good.
On my page, me like purging my butt off.
Yeah.
But my lease is up in October.
Mm-hmm.
And a new company took this
mm-hmm.
place over, so I'm nervous about that.
Yeah, no, I think you're fine. Nothing's showing in October.
I don't want to move.
No, I know.
Especially
if
we're just redoing this place.
Right, you just finally got it to where you want it to be. But that's always kind of like when they come and say, oh, okay. But, yeah, I don't think you have to move. Jupiter's on your midheaven. It's a lucky year. It's a good year for you. I think it'll be very helpful.
Oh, really?
And I think you'll really like it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of out in the
yeah.
world and doing new stuff, yeah.
And the reason I did purge is because that whole summer when I had the aneurysm and waiting to go, you know, to surgery and all, I didn't want to come home to one reminder.
Right.
Summer was, I mean, you know, your father's a neuro, you know? It was like living in hell, And I did not want to see one reminder. So, I mean, everything went out. Boom. Changed my whole style. You know, new paint, new this, new that. I went nuts with myself when I was able to after the surgery, of course. And, yeah. So
you got a whole new life.
I just want a little smooth sailing after this because I'm a wreck.
No, I think it'll be very fine.
Okay, so you said the 7th good, the 8th good, the 9th good.
Yep.
And May 15th, this horror story ends.
Yeah, that's when you finish the Mars, Uranus gets off all the, it's out of the Grand Trine. Finishes with the squares. Yeah, your forward motion. The story of the aneurysm ends. That's when it passes on to the next level. And you're like, okay, that's done, next. And the doctor will say,
my
truck
is always the next. That's what I'm worried about.
I know, but it's not going to be an aneurysm.
No, but
it'll be something
like,
else, something fun, huh?
You know, after the 15th, you see anything that alerts you like, oh, God, now she's going to have to go through this.
No. The eclipses are
but
not even
the main other
you.
Thing
it's
on my mind.
Quiet. Pardon?
The main other thing on my mind, like I said, was when my lease is up in October, because I know that
there's nothing showing in October. Yeah.
And I don't want to move.
Yeah, nothing showing in October.
And Chris is looking good because he's having surgery too.
Yeah,
it's really
he looks
fun.
Good.
And
5 months.
It's really fun
he's
over
fine.
Here.
Huh? Pardon? Yeah.
He's doing really well, but he's having surgery.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's part of the deal. He's getting better, you know, on all levels. So, dealing with stuff. So he's fine by August 15th. And then your progressed moon gets out of Gemini next year sometime. Whoops, there it goes, February 19th. And that'll be, you know, your nervousness will really calm down a lot after February next year, February 2020. So
next year, so I'll be a wreck until next year.
No, you're not going to be a wreck until next year. You always like hear what I say with like a little twist. Does that mean that you should have been a computer programmer? There was been no computer program bug that would have gone by you at all.
Nothing
you
goes
do negative
by
inference
me.
Better than anybody I know, huh?
No, seriously.
I know
goes
you're,
by
you would
me.
Have been an amazing computer programmer. You know.
I think I would have been an amazing investigator.
Yes, totally, totally.
I investigate every little detail, every little thing.
Well, you
and
don't
I'm
miss
like,
a, you don't miss a nuance.
From?
Yeah, you don't miss a nuance. You're really good that way.
No, and I don't know, like, well, maybe, you know, when I have my regular reading, we could see, like, why I'm like that. And Chris is the same way. He's like an investigator. So it's weird.
He inherited
I need a freaking
it from
break,
his mama.
And I know I can't curse on this show, but I would.
No cursing on the show. All right. Well, yeah,
all
let
right,
me keep
hon.
You posted on
Thank
how the
you.
Surgery goes. But you've got good dates, so good to go.
All right. So let me just, right. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, or 9th.
Yep. And then you're done by the 15th, so that's good. That makes
May.
A lot of sense. Yeah.
And then 15th. I'm coming. I'm staying by you for a while.
Good to sleep
been
by
staying
the couch.
There for, what, 10 years now?
I know.
So,
well, yeah, one of these days we'll meet in person. So,
I wish.
All right.
I want to.
Hey, life is short. You know, life goes fast.
Don't say that, Ann. Not in this reading.
Not when you're talking an aneurysm. All right, I take it back.
She's
take
so
it back.
Mean.
I'm not. No, that wasn't mean. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
I'm
you know,
just
I'm
really
kidding.
Aware of how speedy life is these days. I wasn't trying to be mean there.
Now I have that Beatles song in my head. Oh, God. You could sing John Denver tonight. I'll sing the Beatles. Oh, my God.
All right. That sounds like a plan. All right. So big hug.
All right, hon.
And goodbye
Thank
to everybody
you.
Out there in Access Astrology Land. We wish you all a great week. Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. And Debbie, where are you signing off from?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island. She's signing off from Long Island. We'll catch you all next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ann.
Bye, Debbie.